Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 766, Click Tackler, recorded live on January 21st, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Deathstorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T, wearing my new Podtacular shirt, finally!
Yay!
After 2.5 years, and he still managed to get me the wrong size. Oh.
That was the biggest I could get!
Sorry, I'm a big guy!
I thought we talked about this when I originally ordered the shirt, which was, again, 2.5 years ago. But hey,
we did, but I still had to point it out.
You got something else in there, too.
Yes, I did. I got a Podtacular pin, which is on my collection shelf behind me.
Yes, it was the very last one of the Halo Outpost exclusive pins. I was saving that one just for you.
I should have got one of the very first ones, not the last ones. But thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I mean, I had to set it aside, but I had already given out everything else. And it was just now until I sent it to you. So
it was the first, last one.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Pins. Pins noticed your haircut as well, which I actually need to get into. But yes. It was funny, on Twitter today, I saw...
Yes, I did it myself too.
Very nice. I saw... like Sketch and Stein and a few others talking about how they were growing their hair out for about a year and they suddenly just decided to cut it all off and seemed like this past week was the week to do it.
Yeah. I try to do mine every 3 to 4 months because it starts getting the curl.
Yeah.
Because I wear a hat all the time, so my hair tends to curl.
Yep. Does that for me about 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks in is when that starts kicking in for me. Hey, Pins, that command finally worked, huh? I love that we have the chatbot finally set up. That was one of the things that was nice to get going this year. So we're DJ List tonight. He has some other things that he's taking care of, but we're expecting him to be back on the next podcast that we have. Not sure when exactly we're going to be doing that. Depends if we get some news from...
Hopefully we get some Infinite news here shortly.
I hope we do get some soon because it's getting to the end of the month and I mean, they didn't say they were going to do monthly news, but it'd be nice if they were doing monthly news until they have some bigger releases closer to launch.
Or at least bi-monthly. Jeez, come on.
Yeah. Although I did have an idea that I was going to run by you and DJ.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, I figured I don't think we've quite done this on the podcast. And if we have, it was probably... I don't know if we did it for Halo 5, but kind of do a game-by-game retrospective or kind of highlight as we go into Infinite for all the mainline games, not necessarily Spartan Assault, Spartan Strike, or Halo Wars, but just kind of go through...
As far as what we liked and what we hated about it?
No, just kind of the campaign narrative of, like, kind of a recap and kind of going over what kind of leading back into Infinite. Just as an idea to... kind of feel because like if we've done it, it's been a long freaking time that we've done this, so it'd be kind of a nice update. But as we go through the campaign, talk about the story of it, the parts of it that we find interesting, or some of the cool things within the games themselves, like we could talk about the Halo 3 terminals, we can talk about the quirky Halo 2 type stuff. So just
the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5
and Reach.
Reach doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really lead into Master Chief's story. I'm just saying.
You're technically not wrong.
And not to mention somebody tended to.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't matter that somebody retconned about half of the actual story for Reach.
Right.
We won't. Name names, point. Bungie.
So 1, 2, 3, 4 and Halo 5, or CE 2, 3, 4 and Halo 5 Guardians.
Yeah. I mean,
because I don't think we've ever talked about it in like in kind of the retrospective that we've had.
Because I was going to say we'd want to stay relatively focused on something, because that could easily get pushed into the external fiction as well.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We might touch on that a little bit, some narrative ties, but we like kind of taken the mindset of looking at it from, if you've played all the games with Master Chief story enveloped in them, and we get to Halo Infinite, kind of where things are at, then
where things are at, we're screwed is where we're at.
Might throw Halo Wars 2 in there briefly, just because the Banished is going to be a significant part of Infinite, but we can talk
about that. Well, we can, yeah.
So anyways, just an idea that I had to throw out there. For folks that are listening to the show, feel free to let us know on Twitter or Discord what you think of that idea. Sounds like some folks in the chat are interested in the idea. So if we get a good response on that, then we'll work at getting that set up. So let's go ahead and jump on into our Podtacular community update. So starting with Fraggin' Friday, how we do last week, GT?
We did really good. We actually hung around in Super Fiesta most of the night. We did attempt Warzone once, but we couldn't get matched with anybody. Unfortunately, the regular Warzone is, the population's pretty low. The only time it really gets, you get good population is when you can get 12 people together, or you're at like 3 people. When you're trying to match 8 or 10 people, then it gets hard to find a game.
Yeah, because people are either going in like full team to completely stomp, or
yeah,
are very piecemealed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But all in all, we had a lot of fun. We got into a few customs to the end of the night.
That's good.
So it's always a lot of fun to get together and play. So definitely make sure that you tune in tomorrow for Fraggin' Fridays at 8:30 p.m. right here on Twitch. That is Eastern time. And if you would like to vote, please join our Discord, and we'll put a poll up for either MCC or Halo 5.
Yep. And I will be posting that poll either tonight or in the morning. So if you want to hop on over to our Discord, for those that are in the chat, !Discord, or just search for us on Twitter, and you can find the Discord link in our, I don't know if it's in our bio or not, actually, but podtacular.com/Discord will get you there too. For achieving Halo, we actually jumped into Spartan Assault and managed to get 5 achievements in that one, which I was re-looking over some of the support after the 360 discontinue. Apparently Spartan Assault's still going to be supported afterwards, so I can actually not have to worry about that one too much for now, so I might switch pretty soon here. But managed to get 5 of the achievements there, and Bobby was helping me, kind of guiding me through some of the specific strategies for the achievements I was going for, and then we started working on our Halo Wars general rank again, and we got 2 games in there. So managed to get achievements in Spartan Assault and managed to work some more on the general for Halo Wars. If you guys want to hop on with us on Sundays, we will be looking to do some of the shooter achievements as well. I need 4 of the Halo 3 FFA ones. I need 1 of the Halo 4 ones. I've got everything down for Halo Reach, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo CE Anniversary, but there's no multiplayer in that one.
I need 2 for Reach and 4 for Halo 4.
So we will be working on those, and I think we're going to try to plan some special weekends with Halo Completionists to try to get a mass of people on to do specific achievements. I'm still working on the plan for how to kind of garner the best interest for like a targeted game, and think kind of like a survey type thing. So I need to just get with him and figure out how we want to do that. So more details on that to hopefully come within the next month or so. Over on our company commendations, we've got quite a few still going for it. We haven't had any progress, unfortunately. We're still working on those splatters. We've got another 69 of those to go. Nice. We've got
69, dude. Oh, sorry.
In addition to that, our next closest one is headshots, followed by kills with a standard weapon. And the last two, of course, are the last two, which is killing Marines and getting kills with a shoulder bash. So still working on those. As for our Tales from the Foxhole, we've actually had a pretty big update in our Discord server from MH Cosplay recently. So if you haven't joined the Discord server, he is posting regular progress updates on a lot of the armor that he's been building. His latest stuff that he's been working on is some armor pieces like leg and arm guards. There's a like fully working kind of M6G Magnum that he's been, or modular functioning, not fully working, but like the barrel is spring action. You can pull out the mag and pop it back in. The trigger works. And he's been working on a little helmet attachment as well. So if you want to take a look at everything that he's been dropping over in our Discord, then feel free to go over there and check him out. I think that's pretty much everything new from the Discord. So let's go ahead and jump on into matchmaking updates. What do you got coming up for Halo 5?
Well, for Halo 5, for this weekend, we've got ODST Slayer rotating in. For January 28th, we get Roman King coming in place of ODST Slayer, and Warzone Turbo goes live.
Yes.
For the Master Chief Collection, we've got Recon Slayer, can be found in Social 4v4, or V4. Shoddy Snipes rotates out due to the dysfunction of many people. Additional updates. Halo Reach Team Hardcore returns, including new variant of the Pit, and Halo 2 Classic Team Hardcore rotates out.
Very nice. No more Griffball either. DJ played a ton of Griffball that week. Mm-hmm. I think just about every day he streamed Griffball whenever he could. So that's good to see. We've also got our latest MCC dev update. And the one from this past week, the biggest thing there is if you had an issue with all the new Halo 3 armors, they're going to be implementing a toggle. So
I'm sorry, the community. People, shut the hell up. You're getting additional content. I don't care if you don't like it. No one says you have to use it.
Yeah. We talked about this when the whole fiasco happened a couple months ago.
It's a 14-year-old game. There ain't no 12-year-old, 14-year-old that's even going to care.
Nope. And it's all those curmudgeon 30-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. No, it's not your Halo. And it will never be your Halo. Your Halo dies in about 7 months. Ten months, sorry.
10, 11.
So get over it.
Yeah.
You know, I like the armors from that they've brought in? Some of them, no. To each their own.
For me, a lot of the new pieces that they're bringing in are cool. Some of the helmets are weird, but even some of the new helmets look really cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're all bad.
Right, but there's some that just kind of make you scratch your head. That's why
you have the battle pass type system, so you can pick out the ones you want.
Yep.
And as far as weapon skins, show me a game nowadays that doesn't have weapon skins. And don't tell me, well, Halo didn't have that. It's not Halo. I don't care. We're not competing in a market from 2007. It is 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, enough said. Next subject.
Yep. Last thing I'll say on that too is Ubernick actually did a video recently on that subject, and he actually brings up some very good points, a lot of which you just kind of touched on. So if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about or kind of needs a lowdown of the whole Halo 3 cosmetic mayhem, go watch his latest video. It's a good kind of overview of a very level-headed discussion on it. So definitely would recommend it.
What it breaks down to is people are complaining because they're getting additional content. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yep. We've got two new Waypoint articles. The first one is the Community Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a fresh batch of community curated content.
With a bunch of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. I actually managed to keep my picks down to a somewhat minimum. So we'll stop at
my top three because I didn't want to be here all night.
Well, actually, it's a top two for you because one of them is a person that... So there's a certain number of or a certain group of people that we always try to cover their latest stuff anyways. So those go in the honorable mentions if they get somehow introduced in the spotlight. So you technically have two. I think I have...
Okay, fine. I have two.
That works. Yay.
Yay, it's not broken!
Well, I'm actually doing this from my gaming PC, NDI, over to my streaming PC. I figured that'd be easier because I can look straight at the people while I'm looking at it. So, first one, Creme de la Creme. We've got a happy New Year grunt riding a Timmy the Whale. This one's so cute. This one's just cute. It's so adorable. This one's by Dagger6 Art on, I'm going to guess, Twitter? Yeah, Twitter. And then we have our snack break, which is Harpist KT, who did a harp version of the Halo theme. Which I listened mm-hmm. to that one, actually. It's really well done.
Yeah.
And it's just straight harp. It's nothing else. Pacing's good. It's wonderful to listen to. And we've got GT's picks. First one here is Pelican Landing by Victor Santos 3D. I had a feeling you were going to pick a couple of the ones that I picked out. So you actually picked out two of the ones that I had originally picked. But this one, I really like kind of the... it's kind of almost has a watercolor-ish effect to it, but you can tell it's a render and it probably has some artistic filters over it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's an airfield that's been cleared out and stood up for the environment that's around it. And it looks like on the Warthog, there's a double barrel saw, which is pretty cool.
Oh, confirmed for Infinite, double barrel saw. Oh. Hog. Yeah, no, never mind.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Just you roll around, you see a turret, and it just has two barrels on the side of it. Looks like a gun with bunny ears.
It would be interesting.
Yeah. The next one is Halo, A Little Bit Lucky by Justin Grosjean. And it's a comic of Halsey when he meets John and doing the coin flip. If anyone remembers that from...
Well, with the exception, it is current-day Halsey and current-day Chief.
Right. So taking that story and putting it modern-day. So Halsey has her robot arm and Chief is in armor.
His Mjolnir.
Yep. But all the... Like, the text is the same from the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really cool.
Yes.
And then for mine, there's Low Poly Halo by ChrisDaniel0812 on Reddit. I've been playing some Minecraft recently, so it's kind of low bit Halo stuff. There's some grenades, Covenant Towers, some UNSC gear, including trip mines, energy coils, bot crates, and health packs. Then there's the ODSTs in New Mombasa by VGC117. This is some custom scenery with minifigs work that he's done with some custom paint jobs. Looks like some Mega Constructs ODSTs. And then we've got an honorable mention by Pixel Flare. This is one of his latest ones. It's Skate Halo Edition. It's actually his latest post on Twitter. And this is Master Chief with the UNS skateboard jumping over a wing of one of the banished ghosts. And then the very last one we have for Doodle Snickers is someone doing a really good pencil drawing of the War Chieftain Eshram.
Eshram?
Eshram. Eshram. And this one is by Ritesh K. Mondal on Twitter. That's very good for a pencil drawing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the final rendered version of Eshram.
I can't wait to see some of the artwork that comes out of that game, both in-game and then what the community can come up with.
No kidding.
I mean, the community's been killing it with how much artwork there's been in this dry spell. Like, there might not be a lot of official Halo content, there's certainly a lot of creative community content out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've always been there. The one good thing about the whole drought situation is these people are been able to be featured, and they've been able to, you know, come to the forefront. So,
mm-hmm. They finally get a little nod from 343, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are in the Twitch chat, Pins just posted is it a full comic? I didn't realize that was just a page, but apparently the comic is it's a full comic. Wow. I did not notice that. Thank you, Pins. I'm going to have to look at that later. Open that and read through it later. We've also got a Pro Series update for those that are in the competitive side of things. So this came out actually earlier today. They are continuing to work on an MCC competition and Halo 5 competition over the next year in order to keep competitive Halo going. Their goal is to provide some regular competitions for players around the world, continue to experiment with some new formats and broadcasting experiences. So being able to maybe take some of the stuff that they did with whenever Postums and Uni would stream for some of the updates, maybe have that multi-view for all the game. So how you could normally see it in, like, if you were attending an event, maybe be able to do that virtually would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of OBS Ninja there, I would assume. And provide support for players for both MCC, Halo 3, to be specific, and Halo 5. So for MCC, they're going to be weekly events starting Sunday, February 14th, going through Sunday, April 11th. It's a double elimination format, and the Face It team is the one that's going to be primarily working on those MCT tournaments. On the Halo 5 Pro Series, for North America, they are still doing their Open and Pro alternating. The first one is going to be Saturday, February 6th, going through Saturday, April 10th. And there will also be international sides of that as well. Every weekend from February 6th to April 3rd will be an Open. February 27th and April 3rd will be a championship. In the North American region, March 6th and April 10th are going to be the championships. So for every Open tournament, there is going to be a $1,000 prize. For every Pro tournament on the North American side, there's going to be a $5,000 prize. Championships for international will be $5,000, and championships for North America will be $10,000. For more information about that, follow HCS on Twitter or head on over to aka.ms/2021-h5-mcc for the latest update on what's happening with the Pro Series. We've got a Fiction Friday from this past week. You want to go ahead and read that for us, GT, please?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Fiction Fridays. Capable of leveling enemy defenses and...
Subduing?
No, subduing.
Brain fart.
Yeah. I can remember how to say escutcheon, but I can't figure out subduing. This is good.
What's escutcheon?
It's a trim piece for... it's a trim piece on a lot of doors.
Okay.
Like when you had window cranks, the little piece that was under the window crank is a lot of times is called an escutcheon.
Huh. I did not
know that. Instead of a molding or a trim piece or, you know, wear washer, huh. Whatever. I don't know.
Cool. All
people right. Come up with some interesting
terms.
Terms, yeah.
Names.
Subduing entrenched fortifications to mere seconds. The Kraken is a powerful siege engine utilized by the Covenant. Usually deployed by a capital ship from suborbital location. I'm having just a wonderful night.
Unleash the Kraken. Been drinking a little too much Kraken?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I wish. Trust me, I wish. Anyway.
And we've also got another little fun piece of news. You wanna read what's next there?
Right below it?
Yep.
You mean Tim Dodabo?
Yeah. The Tim Dodabo.
Is that news?
Yeah. Given how much news there is lately, yeah, I'm gonna count this news.
Pins agrees. Throat's dry. News. Oh, Halo announced earlier this week that the voice of 343 Guilty Spark, one Tim Dodabo, will be doing the audio version of Halo Point of Light by Kelly Gay.
That's going to be really cool.
I just finished up that series again, and I cannot wait for this book. Especially since Tim is going to be doing the reading on it. I'll be interested to see how he changes 343 for his new form.
Yes. I'm very curious. So
that is going to be really interesting.
Because I'm guessing there's going to be a little hint of Guilty Spark, but what's going to be that difference that really sets that apart? Because we've seen character development wise how he's different in the books, but tonally, what's Tim going to do to change that? That'll be interesting.
You know, it's interesting the voice that he picked for Chakas in Primordium.
I still haven't heard that. I need to actually.
I can fix that.
Yep, I know you can.
Towards the very end, you hear him as they're talking about Chakas being turned into this monitor. You hear him to start revert or change back into 343's voice, which is really creepy, honestly. And then, of course, by the last bit of the book, he has completely changed over into the voice for 343 Guilty Spark. And he does it so well. I mean, it's very subtle at first. And then there's this point where the light bulb goes off and you know what's going on.
Did it go off because you shook it too hard?
Yeah. Don't shake the light bulb. Anyway.
I want to read what Penn said in the chat real quick, because I thought this might be interesting for some of our listeners. He said, I know someone who saw the cover of that book and didn't realize that was Guilty Spark. And Penn said, when I told him this, his response was, they gave him a gun?
Well, true.
Technically, he already had one in his eyeball.
Yeah, he had the eyeball laser. Well, I mean, when the cover was originally released, nobody knew what it was.
Yeah, for... Which one was that? That was
lots of people were guessing at what it was. There were several people that guessed it right, but there were a lot of people that had no idea what it was.
Right. I didn't even know. I know when we were starting to kind of get up to that point with the books, you were teasing me about it a little bit.
Yes. Renegades. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I'd like the storyline Kelly Gay has developed for this series of books. It is not a your average Halo story. Right. It's about the Halo universe, and there are characters that are in the Halo universe that are involved in this, but it's its own story.
It's hard to like not want that some reference in the game a bit, but at the same time, I know its place is in the novels for that story to really thrive. But right. It's like, it'd be so cool to see them in a game.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that are referenced in the book that do tie back to the games and other external other external fiction, but they do a good job of standing on their own feet. So
yeah,
I can't wait for the next one.
It's going to be good. I still have a few books to catch up on, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Book podcast really soon. Yep. We've got Let's see. Going over to some community content. We've got some new episodes of HTS Pro Talk, Podcast Evolved, and Sacred Icon Halo. They are still doing their Haruspis retrospective. I don't know how far they are along. I'm only up to their part two of their retrospective, so I'm still catching up on that one a little bit. We've got several YouTube videos. I mentioned the Ubernick one already. We've got another one from Halo Canon doing a monthly recap for December. Rocket Slot's been doing some additional stuff regarding some of the, like, recapping a lot of the mystery stuff. That seems to be their forte as of late. Shyway, who is our first guest of the year, has a video. Halo will be back on top in 2021. He kind of goes over what his thoughts are with what Halo Infinite can do to get to be kind of that top tier game that everyone will be on playing again. We've got a video update from Team Respawn, who actually got a hold of the era of Postums and got confirmation that the Halo Wars servers, the actual ones for 360, will not be affected by the 360 game shutdown. And apparently they went back to update the actual blog post for that. So Spartan Assault and Halo Wars on the 360 will not be impacted by the services that are shutting down.
This time.
Right, this time.
I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but it's coming.
There's always a catch, right? We've got some new artwork and media content from some of our normal people that we follow. Tom Jurassic has been busy doing some more minifig stuff. Vin Gattuso hasn't posted in a while. He actually posted a work in progress that he's done. Pixel Flare has been actually changing up his game a little bit. He had has a very identifiable style, but he's actually dipped in to doing a little bit more artsy style work, if you guys haven't seen his latest stuff, including the one that we mentioned from the community spotlight today. Ezel VFX is back at it again. So is Grey Wolf XN. He went through a dry spell and managed to post three things over the last couple of weeks. And another one from More Shots. I want to actually kind of stop and take a look at this one in particular. I'm going to post this in the Twitch chat for those that are here. But he managed to kind of recreate one of the Halo 3 diorama shots using a minifig he had and a tablet as kind of the backdrop. And it actually came out surprisingly well. It's very, very impressive. He did the whole, like, wire thread for a rocket and having a little cotton to kind of be that smoke trail. Has some good lighting on it. Like, it's, you wouldn't even think that, unless you really looked hard at it, that this was a completely fake background and the foreground being practical.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of ingenuity.
Right? Very impressed. And the background is from the Halo 3 diorama as well. You can tell from angle lighting, but if you didn't know where to look, you probably wouldn't notice.
Excuse me?
Is that the dog or the cat?
The cat is decided to use my leg as a freaking pincushion.
That's never fun. On to the community musings. We've got a couple of updates. Blow Me Away from the Halo 2 soundtrack has gone platinum.
Cool.
It's about freaking time. I know it takes a while to get there. That's what, a billion?
It's a lot of damn. Or a lot of damn.
Plays or plays. Purchases. Yeah. So finally hit platinum for that track. So congratulations to Breaking Benjamin on that and the track itself. There is a new project that CIA on Halopedia has been working on. They've actually managed to get hold of some assets from I didn't even know this was a thing. Apparently there was a Halo Reach Clicktacular masthead on YouTube when Reach was coming out. And there were a whole bunch of custom audio bits that Jeff Stitzer recorded for this thing. And there's now a whole brand new page on it over on Halopedia. It's been a project that he's personally been working on. And there are medals and audio bits associated with all these different actions that you could do. So I would highly recommend to go check it out. It's over on Halopedia. If you go to Halopedia's Twitter, it'll be one of their latest tweets. It is chock full of really cool new audio snippets that I have a feeling are going to make it into some memes or videos or something of
the You don't think that they will, do you?
These definitely will. There's here are some of the interesting ones. There's noob, scrolling spree, double click, triple click, over click, clicktacular, blah 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 blah. control yourself, cinephile, brainwashed, pay attention, pasta fazool, old school, right claw, left claw, double claw, immortality, pow, access denied, happy birthday, scrolling, backwards, forwards, photo, louder, loudest, betrayal, swap weapons. Like there's some like normal stuff in, mixed in here, but there's you get down here, it's like explosion, bam, boom, kaboom, another melee attack is one of them.
Explosion.
Seriously, there's nothing to melee. ADHD, inattentive, stalker. So, I had no idea this was a thing. Were you aware of this, GT, at all?
No. I had no idea.
Go check it out. It's a very interesting collection of audio pieces, and the medals that go with it are pretty cool, too. Marcus Lido recently tweeted out his rework of the original Halo CE Warthog in Unreal Engine 4, and doing some rendering in there, he came out with a really sweet set of wheels. If anyone has not seen this over on his Twitter handle is @game_fabricator. This has been making the rounds. I'm sure you've seen this one, GT.
Yes, I have seen that one, yes.
Yeah, so go check it out. And then we have Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday. You want to take this one, GT?
Sure. Did you know that the original Halo Wars had several vehicles and units that were cut? Or had several vehicles and units cut? One such vehicle is the Fox Cannon, a self-propelled artillery vehicle. It made it into the early builds of the game, only to be replaced by another vehicle or other vehicles later in development. And it looks a lot like the Cobra.
Has a lot of resemblance. And it has one of the iterations has a massive Gauss cannon on it.
Yeah. Like I said,
it looks like a Cobra with a Gauss cannon.
Yeah.
Or at least a couple of the...
They would be filling probably the same role.
Mm-hmm. Every game has those kind of things where, oh, we had this idea, mm-hmm. and no, we're not going there.
Yeah, we're not going to do that this time.
It's one of those things that happens. We did ask a question for this week, kind of as a short topic, kind of to get back into the swing of asking topics. We didn't actually get a whole lot of responses. We did get one response from the Writing Spartan over on Facebook that I'm trying to pull up now, but we are going to try to start doing a lot of those topics again, or questions for the community, so we can kind of respond to them in the topic section of the show. But we asked, as we move into the Year of Infinite, we want to know what people's gaming plans or Halo plans were for the year. So Writing Spartan says he wanted to go to PAX West for the first time, but due to the current worldwide situation, probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
His main goal pushing forward with Halo Spotlight, which is a new website that he's a part of, and helping the community and the creations thrive. He's excited for Infinite to release and see what the community comes up with this year and many more years going forward. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but wonder if he stopped writing for us to work on this thing. Which would be more power to him. But it's kind of like, I see what you're doing here. Or I think I see what you're doing here. Don't know.
Well, I mean, the important thing is that he's still writing. So, I mean.
Yeah, he's still doing what he loves doing. At least I hope. I'm assuming that's up his alley. So that's going to be it for the podcast tonight. Again, not a lot of stuff. There's not a lot of Halo news out there. There are a couple of fun little tidbits that we got going on, but other than that, there's not a lot of official stuff. And until we get our next big update for Infinite, there's not going to be a lot to talk about. So next week, we will be doing our fan project update as we are looking to line up our next interview. We do have a couple of people interested in coming on as guest hosts, so we just have to work out the logistics of that. And hopefully shortly after that, we'll have our next Halo Book Club podcast, which will be Silent Storm. Again, I know I'm behind on a few things, but at least with Silent Storm, I'm following that track and getting caught up one book at a time. We'll see, Erykibu, if there's going to be news by next week. We don't really have a specific call out to say that there will be, or we're hoping that there will be, because we haven't really gotten anything since the last update in December, but we'll have to see what happens. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Whether you listen to us via download in your favorite podcasting service or coming over and watching us on Twitch, we appreciate everyone who supports us and listens to us in whichever way you decide to do so. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for PodTackler. You can also watch our live stream content on Twitch. Every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. time is our podcast. Every Friday at 8:30 p.m. time is our Fraggin' Friday, hosted by GT. And every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time is Achieving Halo, hosted by me, The Storm. Make sure you hop on over into our Discord as well. That is where our community really hangs out and talks with one another. That's also where we post our poll for what game we'll be playing for Fraggin' Friday. So if you want to be a part of that, we ask that everyone hop on over to Discord and vote. That way we can know which game people would like to play. We played Halo 5 for the last couple of weeks. We'll see if that trend keeps going with the vote tomorrow. You can also join our Spartan company heading over to podtackler.com/company. Request to enlist and someone will get you into the Spartan company if you would like to help us out with our company commendations that we're still going for. There's also our Xbox Club, which you can post your screenshots and videos if you want to share those with us and have us discuss them on the show. Head on over to podtackler.com/Xbox for that one. You can download the podcast through your favorite podcasting services. We've got iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or which is iTunes? Amazon Podcasts is what I meant. Stitcher, TuneIn, and wherever major podcast services that you can find podcasts on. If there is a place that we are not, then please reach out to us and let us know. We want to make sure that you can get access to PodTackler wherever you listen to podcasts mainly. So please help us out by helping you out. And you can support the community in a number of different ways. We've got several different methods to do that. First one is, for those that are watching us live here, feel free to subscribe to us on Twitch. Pins is a massive help when it comes to gifting out subscribers or subscriptions. Definitely appreciate that, but if you would like to support the podcast, that is one way to do so. We've also got our Patreon. So thank you to Prestige Ace, Pins Halo, and Confal for your contributions over on the PodTackler Patreon. A couple of them are going to be up for some guest hosts here pretty soon. So look forward to that. And you can also donate to us directly if you would like to do so. You can do that through PayPal by going to podtackler.com/donate. So those are the three primary ways that you can support us here on the podcast, at least monetarily. You can also support us just by sharing the content that we post on the podcasts and helping us get live viewers in for the Twitch chat. That way we have a good discussion going on in the Twitch chat when we have guests on as well. Any final words, GT, before we wrap it up for the night?
Clicky a nair.
I have a feeling GT's going to be looking through a lot of those over the next couple of days. There's lots of good ones in there.
I'm quite enjoying this.
Noob.
Bobby, you have some sounds to add to your soundboard. Just if you're still in the Twitch chat. Well, that's going to be it for us tonight. Hopefully, we'll have
Pasta Fazool.
Hopefully we'll have DJ back next week. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow for our Fragment Friday, if not right back here for next Thursday on our next podcast. Again, if we don't have any major news, we'll be doing our fan project update, and we'll be trying to line up our next guest interview as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching. And until next time, keep on fragging the drugs.
Octopus.